is Herb in Vernon. Dan, Herb, good morning. Hey, Herb. Good morning.
Good morning. That actor was George Raft.
Right,
George Raft. There you go.
I was close. I had the K added. Right.
Okay. The reason I'm calling, I guess, for Brad in particular, quite a while back, I wrote a poem for Brad, and I don't know what the occasion was, but now you threw me a curve. You got a co-host, and I revised the poem, and if you'd bear with me, I'd like to repeat it.
Really?
Bring it on.
Well, you know something? I don't remember the poem, but I get a lot of them. But go ahead. Now, you rewrote the poem.
Yeah, well, I...
And included, so the two of us are together in this poem.
I don't want to put the pressure on, but if this is good, we might upload it as a podcast, Herb.
Well, I hope so.
Go ahead. What is your...
The last one.
Go ahead, Herb. Go ahead.
Okay. A radio icon named Brad Davis. From boredom, each morning he would save us. He now has a co-host named Dan Lavallo. From 9 to 10, his show will follow. We'll still have our news and weather, traffic and sports, interesting guests and special reports. No talking heads with fancy suits, just two good friends with matching cars wearing New Balance boots.
We're going to use that.
Whoa.
That's awesome, Herb.
And we do. We have the great Ford.
Yep.
All right, I keep track of you guys.
I guess so.
Guess what? We're uploading it on our website later today. That's great.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dan, I know you'd be very interested that 50 Cent, okay, he paid off his $22 million debt, and the rapper is keeping his Farmington home.
How about that?
Can you imagine $22 million
he owed? I can't imagine being able to, first of all, rack up that kind of a debt and then having the money to pay it off and still keep that home in Farmington.
That's why, you know, he was down to 50 cents.
Oh, did I fall for that one?
I got you. Okay, my friends, coming up to 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.